Today is the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year B. The date is the 27th of October, 2024. A theme that emerges from today's Gospel is the genius of Mark. In that Gospel, Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52, we have the healing of a blind man. Now this healing is related to an earlier healing of another blind man. See chapter 8, verses 22 through 26. Such connections within Mark are significant. They are part of his overall purpose, which he shares with the other gospel writers. One commentator puts it, "For the gospel writers, because Jesus is alive, all that he said and did in his earthly life is not merely a past event, but a present source of grace and power to those who believe in him." They write so as to invite their readers to access that grace and power through faith. Now in Mark chapter 4, verse 41, we hear the disciples ask each other, "Who then is this?" Mark's gospel is a response to that very question. Who then is this? Mark embraces the paradox of the suffering Messiah at the heart of Jesus' identity, who on behalf of us all enters his glorious reign through his self-emptying crucifixion. Not surprisingly, therefore, as Brendan Byrne suggests, Mark takes his readers into the scariest places. Byrne writes, "I say scariest, because even a casual glance at Mark takes the reader into a world inhabited by demons and malign forces with which Jesus is constantly in conflict. Hostility, misunderstanding, and betrayal dog Jesus right up to the unrelieved starkness of his death." Byrne proposes that Mark has in fact three stories within his gospel. He writes, "It's appropriate to call them stories because they are bundles of truths about Jesus, his identity, his fate, his role, that unfold and interact with each other as the overall story evolves. In regard to each story, the central question to ask is, who at any particular stage knows the truth about Jesus it enunciates?" In story one, the only ones to know the answer to the question, "Who then is this?" are Jesus, the reader, and the demons. Mark slowly develops his presentation. We hear Jesus ask the disciples, "Who do people say I am?" Chapter 8, verse 27. And immediately prior to this question, Mark tells us of the first healing of the blind man. Chapter 8, verse 22 through 26. Immediately following the question, Mark gives us the first prophecy of the Passion. Story 2, a much more painful story, begins to emerge as they journey towards Jerusalem. Today's account of the healing of the blind man joins the earlier healing of that other blind man to suggest the disciples are slowly coming to see the truth of Jesus. Story 3 contains a clear-sighted response to the question, "Who then is this?" Byrne continues, "He will return at the end of the age as the Son of Man in glory to institute judgment on the world, vindicate the faithful, and complete his messianic work by definitively establishing the rule of God." Who do you say he is?